Yeah, right at right down right at the moment down here in the Glantys area, we've all around Fulcarra Town spreading out into go to Hawke into Maharoarty and to Derry Beg, or sorry, into Derry Connor, into Casnagore, the high up ground, the high up areas, so on, etc. I'm naming all the places that I can think on here. Balfany as well, Dramatani, just these general areas that people will be familiar with, and possibly as well in between places that I'm just not thinking of offhand will be affected as well. But when the people get the general gist of the areas that they are off, other people will realise then that they're adjacent and so on, they will be off as well. Now the problem is here at the minute, this was a controlled outage there this night, started there this night, about 8:30 there this night, on Monday night, as a controlled outage as such. And then following on from that, then midnight last night, controlled outage at Forster for around the Fulcarra area. Fulcarra Town itself then, midnight last night then, Fulcarra Town was off last night then, and midnight last night then, that was Monday night. And the purpose of this is, because of the recent dry spell of 10, 12 days of dry weather we've had here, the reservoir and got a horse there is low at the minute, and just there's not water to go around all the areas, Donna Marie. This is the problem. So the water, our local water team, in fairness and fair play to them, they're doing their best, but they're actually stretched to the limit, because as well as the reservoir being low, they have that to contend with, but they also have to contend with as well the water plant there as well, the water pumping station and such. The plant, as we call it locally, in which of course it is a plant really, the water pumping station. If the reservoir goes low, they have to shut that down. Basically, they have to switch it off. And it's not as handy as just hitting your normal light switch and putting it off and that's it to the morning again. They have to do it on a controlled phase of switching everything down, if you like. The exact way it is, basically it's like a helicopter, like an airplane. You have all these various switches to knock off. And likewise then, when you're trying to get it going again, you have all these various switches to knock on again. But as anybody knows, with water, diesel, petrol, etc., the problem is with these things, when you knock these things off, because there's so many pipes, so many arteries involved in it, they can and will then start the airlock. And this is where the difficulty lies then for Fulcarra and going to Hawke there at the minute, and now standing areas going on to Derry Connor and so on, and all the various areas then that are affected. It takes longer then to get it going again, and it's more difficult to get going. So where we are at the minute, Donna Marie, they're trying their best now. Hopefully within the next 2 to 3 hours, people on the highest ground, up Balfany, Casnagore, etc., will hopefully have water again. I'm hoping what is quarter nine now. Somewhere between 11 o'clock or after 11 o'clock, hopefully they will have water again when the pipes get all replenished again. But the problem is, it doesn't stop there, Donna Marie. It may be a repeat situation again tonight and into tomorrow and so on. But possibly, this could end up possibly for a few days of this kind of scenario until things start to replenish themselves again, until things start to go properly. Obviously, we've been on to Irish Water about this, myself and my 5 colleagues here, on to Irish Water. Constantly, not just these diesel, we're constantly on to them about it. And the problem is, it's going to take huge investment. Like, we're talking in the region of €60 million. That's what we are talking in the region of. That is a quote I got there 3 weeks ago. It was an authority company. Myself, Councillor O'Farrell, Councillor McGlaspig, out in the Radisson Hotel in the Kenny, we had a meeting out there with Irish Water. That's the quote I got from, as one of the engineers that day put it, basically from the Rosses, which would be like, if you like, around outside the low area, and agree around that area, all into Fulcarra, such as he quoted. He says, you're talking in the region of €60 million to replace the pipes, because I'm always on to them, as are my colleagues, about pipe replacement, which we do need, to be fair, we need that. What they are saying to do is, you're asking for pipe replacement. It's looking at €60 million. This will not be sorted in their lifetime, Donna Marie, as far as I can see, the way it's going now, the way they're talking. And then they make reference for €60 million sorted at the minute. If they were in a position to sort it, they're saying they're not, but if they were in a position to sort it, and then they look at the comparison then of bus them for the last 10 years, they've spent in the region of €3 million in the last 10 years fixing bus. So this is where they are looking at, and their calculation offsetting 10 years of bus, no matter how bad the water, €3 million sorted, and to sort the paid network, it's going to cost €60 million. It's not going to happen anytime soon. This is the big problem. But in reality as well, Donna Marie, the government need to step in. There are TDs, Jack Daly here locally need to step in here as well. There's a general election coming up here sooner or later, either before Christmas or after Christmas. That more needs to be done here. But once again, we in Donegal, we're getting nothing. We are just totally forgotten about 20 at this stage, Donna Marie. We're totally forgotten about. And that's all I can say is we're forgotten, because that's the way it is. Up around Dublin then, there's no issues at all apparently of this around the Dublin area, but all these outlying counties, there'd be yourselves here, there'd be Galway's, the Limericks, the Mayo, so on, etc., the Sligo, all these kind of problems, because when you're far away from Dublin, you're not getting the proper funding or the infrastructure, unfortunately, coming far. And I don't know, we're just in a total mess at the minute. I apologise wholeheartedly, maybe this morning, there's some terrible situations. Their home health's difficult situations, elderly people difficult situations. There are dozens and dozens and dozens of people ringing here, obviously, small babies and so on, for their various needs. Things can't get moving. And basically, the way things are this morning, everything's more or less in a standstill where water is concerned, for medical reasons, for health reasons, just every reason concerned for water is at a standstill in the Pocara, on into Derry Connor, on into Daphne and so on, the Gordahorrock outlying areas here this morning, Donna Marie, unfortunately.